How many different roadsides can you think of right off the top of your head? Well, actually, I don't want you to answer the question right now. Maybe you can save that for some time when you need something to distract you from the fact that you've been backed up to the docks for an hour and nobody's even thought about beginning to unload you. Well, here's a wonderful friend and our overseer in ministry, along with his wife, as a matter of fact, Pastor Hank Niwola. And Pastor Hank has agreed to tackle this next segment every month for us on Highways and Byways. And what segment is that? Well, it's a segment called Road Signs. What else? Here's Pastor Hank Niwola.
Warning signs. Warning signs are usually diamond-shaped with black symbols or messages on yellow backgrounds. Warning signs tell us what to expect ahead. They warn us about conditions on or near the roadway. They are posted before the condition so we can be prepared. That's what my Pennsylvania driver's manual tells me, friends. They tell us what to expect ahead so we can be prepared. Most of us have learned to pay at least some attention to them, usually from experience. There's a stretch of road on I-79 just south of Neville Island in the Pittsburgh area that has a significant grade and a series of bends. The state has put up chevron warning signs, sharp curve ahead. They've put up those series of curves warning signs also. They've even posted a few truck rollover warning signs. And they've reduced the speed limit with a warning sign 45 miles an hour. Yet with all this, usually not a month goes by without at least one truck having rolled over with injury and sometimes death. The driver saw the warning signs, and yet he just didn't pay attention. You know, our life's like that too. God, who cares about our lives, has placed warning signs in His Word to let us know if something we might be doing or the way we are traveling could be dangerous. He doesn't want us to hurt ourselves or hurt other people. He tells us in Matthew chapter 7 that if we pay attention to His Word and observe it, we're like the wise man building his house on a rock. If we don't pay attention and ignore what God has to say, then we are like a foolish man building our house on the sand. The same storms of life come to the wise and the foolish, but the wise man's house stands, while the foolish man's house, his whole life, is washed away. Here's a warning sign in Matthew chapter 18. It's a cool story about a man who owed a lot of money. He was forgiven the debt, but he refused to forgive someone else a tiny amount. And his Lord was angered and handed him over to the torturers until he would pay back his huge debt in full. A warning sign. We ought to forgive, or our lives could be a wreck. There's another warning sign in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul tells us fornication and adultery, homosexual behavior, stealing, and other things can keep us out of the kingdom of God. That's quite a warning. And thankfully, God's word is full of solutions, too. And this chapter goes on to tell us what to do about it so we can make it to heaven. Friends, read the book. Obey the warning signs. You'll stay on the road. This is Hank Niwola with Road Signs. God bless you.
And I let go. Oh, Lord, you heard me call, and you were there to catch my fall. Now my fears are gone. Only when I reached the end of my rope was the mystery revealed. Oh, oh, oh. So I let go and I fall into grace. Like ropers heal as I look into your face. Oh my Jesus, let me fall into grace, into your amazing grace. Oh, oh, oh. So I let go and I fall into grace. Let ropers heal as I look into your face. Oh my Jesus, let me fall into grace, into your amazing grace. Into your amazing grace, let me fall into your amazing grace.
Derek Prince says, think about this.
Stay in the Word. Don't take just 5 minutes a day with your Bible. Live in it, read it, meditate it, believe it. And that world will become so real to you that there'll be nothing in this world that could tempt you or attract you in any disloyalty to Jesus Christ. Now, I believe in enjoying life. I believe in pleasure. But I don't want to love the world, nor the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I owe everything to my Father. I don't want to be disloyal to him. I want to show him my gratitude, my appreciation.
To find out more, log on to thinkaboutthis.org or call us at 1-800-51-THINK. Think About This is a DPM production.
to the wind. The storm's coming, you won't get blown. When the Lord shakes the head off.